two elves walk into a bar. The dwarf just laughs and walks under it. Okay, to the audio. Heads up, buttercups! Someone tell me how we managed to practice the same drill for the past hour, and yet... And yet... Half of you still can't dodge to save your own lives. It's all well and good when it's training. But wait till you have an experienced army bearing down on you. I was only using half my strength and a little sword replication magic. Judging from those looks on your faces, you know what? Let's call it a day. It's gonna be dark in a few anyway. Hang on. Homework. When you all go to sleep tonight, visualize. Visualize yourselves having quick reflexes. See the swords coming at you, and see yourselves moving as swiftly as the northern gales. When you're not training the body, train the mind. Got it? Hopefully tomorrow, fewer of you will be tripping over your own feet. What was that? I can only wish. All right. You're dismissed. Rest up, 'cause you're gonna need it. Except for you. You stay behind. There's something I need to talk to you about. You probably already know what it is. I heard you went down to the sinkhole last night. It doesn't matter who. A little bird. But I know the information is reliable. Don't do it again. Because I'm responsible for the well-being of this group. If you end up being seriously hurt, or worse, dead, then it means I'm not doing my job properly. Do you understand? And this sorry city needs as many good fighting men as it can get. That sinkhole you visited, it was obviously created by an earth golem, but not a regular one. Our trackers detected traces of unusual magic. The golem is one of the abominations of the sect, no doubt. We do not speak its name, but you know the one. The question is, what are those people doing so far south? You think you can take down the golem? I mean, maybe. You're the best in the group, a fast learner and strangely skilled, and weirdly lucky when it comes to escaping difficult situations. But I will not allow you to go running around in the middle of the night for shenanigans and giggles. I don't care if you lost a bet. You have a responsibility, and so do I. In terms of fighting prowess, you'd actually make a good future squadron leader. I'm not too sure about your decision-making, however. We'll need to work on that. Huh? You want to show me you've improved? One-on-one. Okay. If you think you can, extra training for you then. And I want to see what you're capable of. I'll use one arm and put the other behind my back. Well, it's only fair. Fighter elves are naturally stronger. Pardon? Fine, if you insist. No handicap. See if you can disarm me. Come on! Come on! Is that all you got? Watch your step! Harder! Interesting sword technique. I guess you're the one hacking at the trees when everyone else has gone home. Not a bad way to practice, especially if your fellow soldiers aren't too afraid of you. It's paid off. Not bad. Good blocking. Firm, steady. Always a good sign. But you still need to be a little more flexible with the wrist. And never be afraid to trust your gut in a fight. It saved my life plenty of times. I see. You're trying to distract me from telling you off. Look, don't go wandering off by yourself into dangerous situations again, especially when you don't have backup. What? I don't admonish any of the others for taking risks. That's because they don't get as adventurous as you. Wanting to track down an earth golem and dig out its power source is very... Yes, I care. Is it wrong to care? Lives are precious. It's my job to make sure you're safe. I'm not going red. Why would I be? I just feel... (clears throat) I see. Nothing escapes you, huh? Okay, so you did already catch my attention on your first day, and I spent more time, observing you in the subsequent weeks. But it's no more than an interest in my best student. You're overthinking it. It's getting dark. We should start heading back. We can talk while we walk. What do you want me to spill? You're so... Hey! That's my hand you're grabbing there. It would be kind of creepy and inappropriate if... if I didn't feel the same way. Huh? I really am going red now, aren't I? I guess I have nothing to say to that. It's just... Alright, I'm drawn to you. For some godforsaken, unexplainable reason. And I probably think about you more than I should. Maybe being out here for so long is messing with my mind. But maybe not. Feelings are simply feelings. We mustn't get ahead of ourselves, right? I'm your trainer, and technically your boss when we're out here. You're very convincing. Fine. Listen. You can come to my cabin tonight, and we can... have a drink and talk about this further. But nobody hears about it, okay? Who knew? I haven't felt like this since I was a teenager. Admittedly, it does feel good to know things aren't just one-sided. So tell me, what do you want to drink? I don't have much to choose from, but what I do have is top of the line. Yeah, I suppose we should treat ourselves from time to time.